The Secret Life of Light: How Lighting Can Make or Break a Room. There is a particular kind of room that photographs beautifully and feels wrong the moment you step inside it. The furniture is right, the colors are considered, the proportions work on paper. But something is off, and it takes a moment to identify what. Almost always, it's the light. Lighting is the element that determines whether every other design decision succeeds or fails, and it is consistently the most underestimated one. A single overhead fixture in the center of a ceiling can make an elegantly furnished room feel institutional. The right combination of layered sources can make a modest space feel genuinely luxurious. The difference isn't the room. It's the light that reveals it. Most homeowners treat lighting as the final item on a renovation checklist, something to be resolved after every other decision has been made. Professional designers treat it as a foundational element, planned from the beginning and coordinated with architecture, materials, and the way the space will actually be used across different times of day. The symphony of light: ambient, task, and accent layers. Sophisticated lighting design works in three layers, each serving a distinct purpose and each essential to the whole. Ambient lighting is the foundation. It provides the overall illumination that makes a room feel welcoming and navigable, without harsh contrasts or the pools of darkness that a single overhead source inevitably creates. In practice, this might mean recessed ceiling fixtures on dimmer controls, a chandelier scaled appropriately to the room, or floor lamps positioned to wash walls with soft, even light. The defining quality of good ambient lighting is that you don't consciously notice it. The room simply feels right. Task lighting focuses on specific activities. Under-cabinet LED strips illuminate kitchen countertops for food preparation without casting shadows from overhead. Adjustable desk lamps provide the directed light that detailed work requires. Vanity lighting positioned at the sides of a bathroom mirror eliminates the unflattering shadows that overhead fixtures create at eye level. Task lighting doesn't need to be visible as a design element. It needs to work precisely where and when it's needed. Accent lighting is where personality enters. A picture light over a significant piece of art. LED strips inside open shelving that make objects glow rather than sit. A wall sconce that draws attention to an architectural detail worth noticing. Accent lighting creates visual depth and establishes the focal points that give a room its sense of intention and layering. The psychology of color temperature. Understanding color temperature changes how you experience every room in your home. Describes the warmth or coolness of a light source, and its psychological effect is more significant than most people expect until they start paying attention to it. Warm light in the range of 2700K to 3000K mimics the quality of candlelight or late afternoon sun. It creates intimacy and ease, which is why it works so well in bedrooms, dining rooms, and living spaces used primarily in the evening. Cool light from 4000K to 5000K resembles bright daylight and promotes alertness and concentration, making it well suited to kitchens, home offices, and any space where precision matters. The most effective lighting designs use both, placing warm ambient light throughout a space while incorporating cooler task lighting where focus is required. More sophisticated systems allow color temperature to shift across the day, supporting natural energy patterns by delivering energizing cool light in the morning and transitioning toward warmth as evening approaches. In Manhattan apartments, installing such systems involves electrical work that may require permits, and in co-op or condo buildings, board approval if the scope affects wiring beyond fixture-level replacement. That coordination is worth building into the planning process from the beginning, rather than discovering as a complication mid-project. Bathroom lighting, where function and atmosphere meet. The bathroom is where lighting design earns its keep most visibly. A single overhead fixture does two things poorly. It illuminates the room unevenly, and it creates shadows at exactly the level where you need to see most clearly. The result is a space that feels clinical, regardless of how beautiful its materials are, and a mirror experience that flatters no one. Effective bathroom lighting combines at least three sources: ambient light from recessed ceiling fixtures or a carefully selected pendant provides overall illumination. Task lighting at the vanity, most effectively from vertical sconces on both sides of the mirror rather than above it, eliminates shadows and provides the even, accurate light that grooming requires. Backlit mirrors achieve a similar effect, and have the advantage of integrating the light source into the architecture of the space, rather than adding separate fixtures. Accent lighting in a bathroom rewards the materials used in it. LED strips beneath a vanity or within a niche create a floating quality that reads as distinctly considered. Wall washing light directed at textured tile, stone, or plaster draws the surface into the room, rather than leaving it as background. For both ambient and task sources in a bathroom, 2700K to 3000K is the appropriate color temperature range, warm enough to be flattering and comfortable, while providing sufficient clarity for daily routines. Dimmer controls allow the same space to transition from bright and functional in the morning to soft and restorative in the evening. Which lighting combination works best in each room? The right combination of lighting layers varies by room function, but the principle of planning ambient, task, and accent sources together applies everywhere. In the living room, ambient light from recessed fixtures or a central fixture on a dimmer provides the base. Reading lamps and floor lamps handle task needs. Wall sconces, picture lights, and LED strips on shelving add accent depth. The result is a room that can shift from bright and functional during the day to warm and atmospheric for an evening. In the kitchen, recessed ambient lighting works alongside under-cabinet task lighting at the countertop and pendant fixtures over an island. Toe-kick LEDs and lit display cabinetry add accent layers that keep the space feeling considered at every hour. Good kitchen lighting makes cooking safer and more enjoyable, and makes the space feel more welcoming for the people inevitably drawn into it. A dimmable chandelier or pendant over the table anchors the space and controls the atmosphere. Wall sconces or buffet lamps add warmth and visual dimension around the perimeter. Task lighting is minimal in a dedicated dining room, though spaces that double as work areas benefit from a more flexible approach. In the bedroom, warm overhead ambient lighting kept deliberately soft sets the overall tone. Bedside lamps or reading sconces provide task light that doesn't disturb a sleeping partner. Cove lighting or underbed LED strips add a layer of warmth and make the room feel more enveloping at the end of the day. Can lighting visually transform a room without structural changes? Yes, and it is one of the most cost-effective interventions available in interior design. To make a room feel larger, uplighting draws the eye toward the ceiling and makes the volume of the space feel more generous. Wall washers smooth out shadows and create even, receding planes that open the room visually. Light, reflective surfaces illuminated evenly read as more expansive than the same surfaces left in uneven shadow. To make a room feel warmer, warm temperature LEDs at 2700 Kelvin, combined with layered lamp and sconce sources on dimmers, create the kind of light that makes a space feel inhabited and comfortable. Highlighting textural surfaces, including wood, fabric, and plaster, amplifies the warmth those materials already carry. To make a room feel more considered and intentional, sculptural fixtures that read as design objects in their own right establish character. Accent lighting for art, architectural details, or shelving creates focal points that give the eye somewhere to go. Indirect lighting through cove or valance sources introduces a quality of light that reads as genuinely luxurious. Do lighting changes in a Manhattan apartment require board approval or permits? It depends on the scope of work. Replacing existing fixtures with like-for-like substitutions at the same location is generally considered a cosmetic change. Adding new circuits, relocating fixtures, installing recessed lighting where none existed, or making any change that requires opening walls or ceilings involves electrical work subject to NYC code and typically requires a licensed electrician. In co-op and condo buildings, work that affects wiring beyond fixture replacement may require board notification or formal approval under the alteration agreement. Confirming the specific requirements with building management before planning electrical lighting changes is always the right first step. What is the most common lighting mistake in Manhattan apartments? Relying on a single overhead fixture as the primary light source. This is extraordinarily common in New York apartments, where builders and landlords default to a central ceiling fixture as the only installed light source. The result is a room lit from one direction at one height, which creates harsh shadows and makes the space feel smaller and less comfortable than it is. Introducing floor lamps, table lamps, and wall sconces alongside or in place of overhead light transforms the atmosphere without any construction required. How do I improve lighting in a rental apartment where I can't make permanent changes? Plug-in sconces, floor lamps, table lamps, and LED strip lights with adhesive mounts cover most of the layering needed to significantly improve a rental apartment's lighting. Replacing bulbs and existing fixtures with warm temperature LEDs at 2700K to 3000K makes an immediate difference in how welcoming the space feels. Smart bulbs with dimming capability restore the atmospheric control that a fixed overhead fixture without a dimmer doesn't allow. None of these require wall penetration or electrical work, making them appropriate for rental situations where modifications are restricted. How should lighting be planned during a kitchen or bathroom renovation in NYC? Lighting should be part of the design brief from the beginning of the renovation, not a decision made after everything else is resolved. The location of recessed fixtures, under cabinet wiring, vanity sconce rough-in, and any dimmer or smart system infrastructure needs to be coordinated with the electrical rough-in phase of construction, before walls and ceilings are closed. Changes made after that point cost significantly more, and may require reopening finished surfaces. A design-build team that treats lighting as an integrated part of the renovation scope, rather than a finishing touch, produces a more cohesive and functional result. What color temperature is best for a Manhattan apartment with limited natural light? Apartments with limited natural light benefit from a thoughtful combination rather than a single answer. For general living, 2700K to 3000K creates warmth and makes the space feel intentionally intimate, rather than deficiently lit. For task areas including kitchen countertops and desk surfaces, 3000K to 3500K provides sufficient clarity without the cold quality of higher color temperatures. Mirrors positioned to reflect light sources and light-colored surfaces that bounce rather than absorb available light amplify the effect of whatever artificial lighting is in place.